Hello, my name is Mistress Brienne. Welcome to DiscoverBDSMSlaveTraining.com. Today, Master Bishop has asked me to assist you in fully understanding slave training and the world of BDSM. But before I begin, there is one thing that I must go over. This publication is protected and all rights are reserved, including resale rights. You are not allowed to give, sell this guide or audio to anyone else. Please note that much of this publication is based on personal experience and anecdotal evidence. You are responsible for your own actions, and your use of this information is at your own risk. Nothing in this program is intended to replace common sense, legal, medical, or other professional advice, and it is meant to entertain the reader. Introduction. Defining the relationship between a slave and master goes beyond what you've probably read in books or found online. In fact, finding a definition at all is something that you might spend years trying to do, but never quite find the one that fits. And why is this? The truth is that serving someone else is a personal decision and commitment, just as with any relationship. The way that it works for you is, well, the way that it works for you. For some, the slave might need to have formal commands and basic positions to follow, and for others, this might not be as important as physical domination. This doesn't make one definition or another more right than the next, but it does cause those interested in a slave-master relationship to stop and consider the options they do have when getting started. They should also consider that not everything is as simple as it may seem. Learning as much as you can about BDSM, dominance, submission, and servitude is the best way to find the perfect fit for your relationship, and it's not that difficult to study. You'll find numerous online resources, as well as books and blogs, about the ways that a dominant-submissive relationship works, but again, what you read in one place might not be what you read in the next. In this book, you will learn about all of the major categories and questions that you might already have about being a slave or being a master. You'll learn about the basics of BDSM, defining the roles, finding a slave, finding a master, emotional control, basics of service, physical dominance and submission, bondage, spanking, whipping, and other marvelous things, setting up a relationship that works, the ethics of BDSM, and creating your own dungeon. The information in this book is meant to inspire you to learn everything you can about the slave and master relationship. While geared towards everyone that is interested, there will be special sections at the end of each section that will give guidance to the slave that wants to learn more about how to provide the best service. Yes, there's even homework for the slaves, because in the end, someone will be served, and you need to know how to make it work for you, master or slave. A note for the slave. Learning how to be the best slave takes time, takes discipline, and takes a willingness to learn about how to better yourself for your master or mistress. There will be days when it seems like you cannot get it, or that you try and try only to fail over and over again, but it's the fact that you do try and that you want to be better at serving your master or mistress that really counts. Read this book to find out what may be expected of you so that you can be the best slave. A note for the Dom or Dame, this book will help your slave to show them what you expect of them. However, since all Doms and Dames are different, you'll want to read this book first to see what you agree with and what you did not. Add your own notes to this book in order to clarify what you expect of your slave, as well as what you do not expect. The clearer you can be, the easier the training of your slave will be. Here is your first slave assignment. This is the perfect time to create a slave journal into which you can write out your feelings, thoughts, and ideas about slavery and serving someone else. While you are writing in your journal, you will no longer refer to yourself as I or me, but as submissive, sub, or slave. When referring to a Dom or Dame, whether present or future, you will always capitalize their name and keep references to yourself in lowercase. You can put anything you like in this book, decorate it, and collect useful information in it. The idea of the journal is, as a submissive, you will also want to find a way to keep your head in the game, so to speak. Being devoted to the needs of another can become difficult when you have your own life to deal with as well. This is where a journal or some other sort of record-keeping utensil might come in handy, a computer-based document, etc. In this, you can write down all of the things that are expected of you, as well as how you plan on making them happen each day. You will also want to create a place where you can vent any frustrations that you might have with your overall training. Maybe you just aren't remembering to do something, or you find that certain tasks are difficult to handle. In this special area, you can create a venting space where you can move through your feelings and learn from the weakness that you might have in order to turn it into strength in the way that you serve your master. Basics of BDSM. What is BDSM? There are a number of ways that you might define BDSM, and each is correct in its own way. Some define BDSM as bondage, dominance, sadism, and masochism, while others take the letters and create bondage, dominance, submission, and masochism. And still, others might say that BDSM is comprised of bondage and dominance, as well as sadomasochism. In the end, it really doesn't matter what the letters stand for, rather what they have come to represent. The main construct of BDSM is the idea of one person having control over another person. This might be a brief encounter, like during a playtime scene, or in a longer-term relationship, as in a personal slave or master-slave relationship. In this kind of relationship, one person surrenders their needs and their wishes to that of another, causing the relationship to have one person dominating the other in some way. While most people would consider BDSM to be a purely sexual relationship in nature, this is not necessarily the case. Many BDSM players and groups focus only on the idea of control over another, and not just in the sexual sense. What you may want to consider is that BDSM can be a purely sexual interaction as well. Some people are very much turned on by the idea of someone taking control of their sexual encounters and turning them into a release of their own desires in that exchange. And for others, this exchange of power in sexual interactions, or maybe just in the everyday, can also be related to an exchange of pain, as in sadomasochism. Some dominants are turned on by the idea of inflicting pain upon someone else, and thus exuding even more control on their response and subsequent actions. And some submissives are turned on physically by the idea of receiving pain in a variety of forms. But the main idea that you will want to take away from all of these situations is that these are interactions that are consensual between two adults or more. Everyone has agreed to participate in these activities, understands the risks, and practices safety rules along the way, which we'll get into more detail about later. So as you can see, the idea of BDSM is a lot more varied than the traditional whips and leather images that most mainstream movies show. And if you're interested in this lifestyle, or just experimenting a little, you need to learn about these variations. A note for the slave. Learning what BDSM is and what it is not will help you when you're first starting out. You need to have as much knowledge as you can to help you sort out those people that really want to help you along the way and those that may be trying to tell you incorrect things. If you found that you have some misconceptions about BDSM, work to change these ideas and find proof of evidence to the contrary of what you used to think. A note for the Dom or Dame. If you're new to being a Dom or Dame, you will want to realize that you have a lot to learn before you can be ready to dominate someone. There are a lot of factors that you need to consider beforehand, as well as a lot of safety issues and ethical issues that you will need to explore in depth. Because your goal is to teach someone these guidelines, you will need to learn them inside and out in order to create a strong learning environment in which your slave can learn what you need and how to provide the needed services. What BDSM is not. Just as with any different lifestyle you encounter, there are probably a lot of things that you have heard about BDSM, things that aren't necessarily true. Myth number one, you can lock a person in a basement and torment them and call it BDSM. The truth is that if the other person is not willfully consenting to this sort of interaction, it's still against the law to hold someone against his or her will. Myth number two, you can beat someone senselessly and call it BDSM. Again, unless that person asked for such a severe beating, and few people would. This too is against many laws and is not a recommended way to play in a BDSM setting. Myth number three, BDSM is nothing more than abuse. Once again, this is a misinterpretation of the true motivations behind BDSM exchanges. While it's true that many practitioners of BDSM engage in things like whipping and bondage, both partners do this willfully. Just because you're in a BDSM relationship does not give you the right to take out your aggression on your partner. That is abuse. Myth number four, BDSM is a psychologically deviant condition. While a diagnostic and statistical manual of mental disorders might still refer to BDSM and related sexual practices as psychologically harmful, the choice of what you do behind closed doors is strictly up to you. Just as with putting on costumes for your partner or engaging in a little dirty talk, BDSM is another way to add a new dimension to your sex life. And for some, it has helped to foster better communication between partners rather than cause the relationship to become less strong. In the end, your own personal definition of BDSM is going to be your own. And while you might hear otherwise, it can be completely satisfying and a safe way to engage in a dominant, submissive relationship. Everyone else just hasn't taken the time to properly research it. Yes, it's true, there are some nuts out there that have done things to give BDSM a bad name, but they are few and far between. However, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't avoid them at all costs. A note for the slave. You might have a very different view of what you feel BDSM is. These are personal feelings that you will want to keep in mind as you progress down the path to serving your master or mistress. In your journal, make a list of what you feel your BDSM life should include in order to get a better sense of what you want and how you can serve someone else. A note for the Dom or Dame. This is a good time to start figuring out what you expect from your slave. What do you feel is important in terms of their services, as well as what needs they might be able to serve for you? Make a list of these requirements, as well as of your views of BDSM, and what it will be like in your life ideally. This is your wish list of things that you want from your position as a master or mistress, so it should be truthful as well as detailed. A little BDSM history. Of course, the modern world isn't the first place that BDSM has been seen. As with any subversive culture, the history of BDSM has not been recorded as well as more politically correct behaviors. There is some recognition of a slave-master sort of relationship in the medieval times. Many drawings and writings from that age have described contraptions and behaviors that today might be commonplace in BDSM gatherings. For example, the idea of unwavering devotion to a partner, as in royal relationships, may have shown the beginnings of a dominant and submissive interaction. When one person has so utterly given themselves to another in the public eye, it only seems natural to assume that this devotion has other places where it is expressed. Other historical references to a slave and master relationship have come in the form of paintings referencing both males and females in bondage positions, bowing to their purported masters, or showing some sort of other sexual behavior that seems to be forced upon them. However, the issue with the history of BDSM is that many of the retellings of the interactions do not seem to fit the idea of consensual as they would in today's BDSM circles. Much of the submission seems to have been forced upon the various partners in these relationships, so today's new emphasis on making sure that everyone is into it may be a rather newer development. Of course, many brothels and other houses of ill repute were also purported to have ladies that would engage in BDSM practices, but no better was BDSM revealed than in the pictures of Betty Page and various other erotica models. While one might consider their poses tame in terms of today's porn standards, they were radical for their time and began to shed light on what some were doing behind closed doors. A note for the slave. Try to find out more about the history of BDSM. There are a number of books at your local library and through online retailers that will give you an idea of where BDSM began and where it might be heading. Learning about the BDSM lifestyle will help you learn what might work for you and what you can expect. A note for the Dom or Dame, it can be very helpful to you to learn about the history of BDSM as well, because sometimes seeing what has been done in the past can inspire the future and the rules that you set. You may want to have your slave gather this information for you, or go out to look for the information to read. Note that not all books are created equal, and that you may need to buy or borrow several before you find one that matches up to more of your ideas. What about dominance and submission? What is confusing to most people starting out on the road to BDSM exploration is the number of terms that are being tossed around interchangeably. For example, you might hear someone say slave and master, but then another talk about their dominant and submissive relationship. While these can be the same, they are not necessarily the same kind of relationship. The idea of dominance and submission is generally referred to as dominant and submissive. This is where one person is dominated by another, whether physically, emotionally, and/or sexually. However, this term can also mean that this power can shift from one person to another, meaning that one person can dominate one person at one time, but be submissive to another during another time. It's all very confusing, more so than it needs to be. What you need to know about dominance and submission is that it's merely the idea that one person is calling the shots in the relationship, if only for the night or for a scene. One of the great parts about BDSM is that power can be changed as needed or wanted by a person, so long as everyone agrees. It's basically the idea of mind control over someone else, and isn't really limited by how this occurs and what works to get that control. And while it might seem confusing to those on the outside of the BDSM world, it's a refreshing way to approach relationships once you understand the way things work. There's also some concern over the differences between a submissive and a slave. A submissive might be someone that likes to serve someone else, but stops short of doing this on a continuous basis. However, the term slave seems to conjure up a stronger idea of servitude and willingness to submit to another's desires completely, or this could just be a case of semantics. Some basic terms you should know. Here are some basic terms that will help you start to feel more comfortable with the wide variety of ways that people describe various parts of the BDSM relationship world. BD. This term refers to a bondage and dominance relationship. This means that the relationship relies on one person dominating the other with bondage. It does not have to include a sexual relationship and does not have to be anything long-term in nature. Bottom. To bottom someone means that you are being subservient or submissive to them. Collar or collared. This term refers to having made a promise to a dominant to serve them and may mean that you wear a collar or some other physical representation of that relationship. Dom or dominant. To be a dom or dame is to be someone that takes control of someone else, whether by physical, emotional, and/or sexual means. Fetish. Something that someone becomes aroused by or enjoys that can be sexual or just pleasurable in nature. For example, those that prefer feet are often described as having a foot fetish. Lifestyle, slave / dom. By lifestyle, this refers to the idea that the BDSM relationship is not just reserved for the bedroom and sexual behaviors, but rather extends into the rest of the way that their lives together are lived. Masochist. Someone that enjoys receiving pain, gets pleasure or sexual arousal from the feeling of pain. Master or mistress. A way to address someone that is a dominant. Play. This refers to the time when you are engaged in specific BDSM practices, or may be used as a verb to covertly refer to playing with someone else. Sadist. Someone that gets aroused by the infliction of pain on another. Someone that enjoys giving pain. Slave. Someone that has agreed to serve someone in whatever ways agreed upon. Submissive. Someone that has given up control to a dominant for a period of time. Top. To top someone is to dominate them. There are plenty of other terms out there that might come up in talk about BDSM, but many of these are personal to the situation, so asking politely about their definition is the best way to get any vagueness cleared up. To make things easier in this book, we will use the terms dominant and master or mistress interchangeably, as well as submissive and slave. A note for the slave. You must learn the terms above so that you can use them in conversations related to BDSM. This will help you to understand the things that are being discussed, as well as how you might refer to yourself and your needs. Create your own list of terms and try to find the meanings of any that are unfamiliar to you. A note for the dom or domé. You will want to come up with a list of terms that you will want your slave to understand. These will be terms that you will use on a regular basis, as well as terms that you might want to use when explaining certain services to them. And when you're talking with other doms or domes, it will help to know the language. Are you a master or mistress at heart? What goes into being a master of someone else? Is it all about the fact that you like tying people up or shouting at someone? It's not that simple. You might want to ask yourself the following questions to determine if you are someone that might make a good master or mistress. Do you like to have control over someone else? Are you sexually aroused by the idea of controlling someone else? Do you have the patience to teach a slave how to serve you? Are you interested in creating a clear definition of a role for your slave? Are you looking for someone to serve you and all of your needs? The main thing that you want to keep in mind when deciding that you are dominant at heart is that it's not all whips and ropes. Much of being a dominant requires that you take the time to learn about the slave that you are training and how they will respond to you. This means that you will need to try new things in order to create the response or the behavior that you want them to emulate. If they're not responding, you will need to inflict the agreed-upon response, punishment, reduction of privileges, etc. There are some slaves and submissives that learn quickly and will respond quickly to the things they learn, and others will not. You will need to determine what you want from your slave and then create a plan for making sure that your slave is providing you with these desires. If you cannot create the behaviors that will support your needs, you might need to let them go from your services and try again with someone else. You also need to be sure that you are being consistent with your slave in order to be sure that they know that you mean business when it comes to the things that are important to you. You need to have expectations that your slave can fulfill and ways to measure their success or their failure. The life of a master or mistress can be a happy one, but it takes learning what makes a slave tick and tick in the way that you want them to. A note for the dom or domé. This is really the time to sit back and consider why you want to be a master or a mistress. Is it something that you've dreamt of all your life? Is it something that just sort of sounds like fun? Try to explore your true intentions for taking control of a slave, as well as what your goals are. The more clarity you have in this process, the better. If you find that your goals are to merely have fun, then that's okay too. But realize that you need to be clear about this when you're dealing with another person and their own set of expectations. Are you a submissive? On the other hand, you might feel that your sexual tendencies lean more in favor of a submissive role, and this is fairly common. When you're always in the world and needing to be the one that controls the things around you, being able to completely relinquish that control to someone else is not only freeing, but arousing. There are some questions that you will want to ask yourself. Do you like to surrender control of your body and wishes to another? Are you interested in serving someone else? Can you learn what someone else wants and then provide them with that behavior? Are you willing to move past your comfort zone at times to do things that your master wants you to do safely? Being a submissive sounds just as easy as being a master. After all you have to do is say that you don't want to do something or say a safe word, and everything is over. But this isn't always the case. In order for you to feel fulfilled, you need to be able to completely relinquish the control that you have in your life. You need to be able to focus only on the desires and the commands of your master. This requires self-discipline as well as a concentrated effort from you. While your master might be telling you what to do and when to do it, it's up to you to remember any requests that are made and to fulfill them as best as you can. For example, if your master wants a glass of water each night at 8 p.m., you need to make sure that you are presenting that glass of water each night at the time required. Forgetting is not an option when you have promised to fulfill your part of this relationship. It could be said that patience is a virtue that slaves must also have as well if they want to learn what is expected of them. But a more important quality would be that you need to know what you are willing to do and what you are not willing to do in your dominant-submissive relationship. This allows you and your master or mistress to know exactly what they can ask of you, but any gray areas might be up for debate. Honesty is another virtue that you must have as a slave. You need to be able to be honest about your desires for the dominance and submission relationship, as well as your limits in terms of pain, comfort, etc. If you cannot be honest about your wishes, not only are you going to miss out on your own personal satisfaction, but you will also potentially put yourself in harmful situations. A note for the slave. Serving someone else is a great responsibility that cannot be taken lightly. You need to be clear about what your intentions are from the servitude and what you will need from the person that you are serving. Try to make a list of the things that you want and refer to it often to make sure these needs are still current. In fact, keep these thoughts in your slave journal, in which you write down the things that you want, what you like in your current relationship, and what you might want to change. What is a switch? Another term that pops up frequently in BDSM circles is the idea of a switch. This is a person that identifies as both a dominant and a submissive, depending on who they are with or what they want to do at that particular time. So, for example, a person might bottom to one person one night and then top to someone else on another night, depending on their mood and desires. What makes a switch interesting is that they might still identify more strongly with one side of the relationship rather than the other, but in a play setting, they might simply prefer to stay in one role. It's actually not that rare to be a switch in the BDSM community. Many people are. This is often the case in terms of segregating relationships from each other. Some people feel safer by only topping with some people rather than others. Being a submissive, for example, can be a very vulnerable state, and some might want to reserve that for a more private relationship rather than the more public settings that some BDSM players like to frequent. Again, it's all about your own desires and what you want to experience, and there are no rules saying that you have to try each side once in order to see what you like. Some people are just drawn to being a submissive or a dominant, and no switching is ever desired or required. A note for the slave. Being a switch doesn't make you any less of a slave so long as you are able to completely submit to your chosen dominant when the time comes. However, confusing your two desires will become problematic in a relationship if you are not focusing hard on the responsibilities of each. A note for the Dom or Dame. Just as with your slave, being a switch doesn't make you any less of a Dom or Dame. What you need to realize is that you need to recognize the clear boundaries for each position that you play in order to be effective in both roles. Here's another slave assignment. For this next section, take some time to do the following before you move on to the next part. Make a list of what you want from the BDSM lifestyle. Write a short story about what you envision as the perfect day as a slave. Create a list of the qualities you are looking for in a master or mistress. This is the time for you to sharpen your focus and begin to create the slave mindset, even if you're not in a relationship with someone at the current time. This is the end of chapter 1.